how to deal with the institutions. And I think up to now you are the kind of most Gramscian on the table, in a way, to put it cynically, obsessed with the institution and with intervening into the institution. And there are others, there are more what I would call an instituent practice, which is more about instituting something new. But maybe it's not an opposition. Of course, there are certain differences when it comes to the term of revolution. And I would propose two terms that are post-structuralist ideas of revolution that I developed in the most theoretical chapter of the book. One is the Guattarian term molecular revolution, as opposed to a molar revolution. These are terms by Félix Guattari. But maybe even more important, the idea of a revolutionary machine. And to be very short, the idea of a revolutionary machine would mean that we don't need a concept of evolution anymore, because revolution is not just a big break. But talking about a contemporary concept of revolution would mean to not see it as a Leninist concept. Leninist concept, of course, Lenin wrote a lot about revolution, which is more complex than I do now, but in a way, this is the Leninist concept, to have first a period of resistance against the capitalist mode of production and the capitalist organization of society, then the big rupture, the revolution, which they call revolution, and then the socialist paradise. Okay, that was a bit too simplifying, but in a way, I would call this the Leninist model. And I think if you look even at historical examples of revolution, this doesn't work. Not even the Russian Revolution was like this, because it's not such a linear development. And also, I would say that to only call this rupture revolution and the other parts are not revolution, that's a problematic perspective. So my proposal is to still use these three dimensions, as I would call it, of the revolutionary machine, but not on a timeline, linear.